That's from problems on the roads to problems on the railways. The hospitality industry's warning rail strikes before Christmas will cost the sector £400 million. Officials at some of Britain's biggest restaurants and bars today have written an open letter calling for an end to the walkouts. Another strike is planned on Wednesday as part of ASLEF, the train driver union, union's long-running row over pay. Well, joining me now is Bruce Williamson, spokesperson from the campaign group Rail Future. So we've been hearing a lot, a plea from the hospitality industry today to try and end these strikes as soon as possible.
Well, yeah, we join that as well, actually. You know, it's very, very bad for the rail industry. You know, generally, our organisation is called Rail Future. We want to see a better railway. We want to see people attracted to the railway, more passengers. And, of course, whenever you have a strike, it makes railway less credible as a way of getting places.
But we don't really seem like as if we're going to be seeing an end to these strikes anytime soon. Both sides, the government and the union, seeming pretty entrenched on their positions.
Yeah, I totally agree. They're both digging their heels in very hard. I don't know. It's really rather depressing, isn't it? The rail unions argue. I mean, it's important to note this isn't just about pay; it's about conditions as well. But the rail unions would argue that they're basically being offered a pay cut because they're not getting a pay increase that is the same as inflation. But on the other hand, they know they're not going to get that, even though they might argue it would be fair. But they're digging their heels in for something better than 4%, and it looks like the government are digging their heels in as well.
How do you see this realistically ending then?
I anticipate many, many more strikes, and there will be some sort of compromise deal somewhere down the line. The unions won't get their full inflation-based pay, but they probably will get better than 4%, and they will probably have succeeded in batting off the changes to conditions into the long grass. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine on this. It's really quite depressing.
How worried are you? I mean, as you said, that it's kind of impacting the public perception of using the railways and then also the future of railways in Britain.
Well, indeed. I mean, you mentioned just a moment ago, Rishi Sunak, of course, is making, you know, noises to pander to the motoring lobby. One of the very depressing things for us as rail campaigners is the cost of rail fares. And yet fuel duty for motorists has been frozen for 12 years and indeed cut. So, you know, it seems that the government is hell bent on doing whatever it can to make motoring as attractive as possible. And equally, not doing the same for the railways. It seems that the government just doesn't care about the railways.
And of course, we've had lots of non-news, but neither confirmation nor denial about HS2, about Phase 2 never actually reaching Manchester. That's going to be a bit awkward for the Prime Minister, considering that the Conservative Party conference starting tomorrow is in Manchester.
Yeah, that would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? I mean, that is very worrying. This whole HS2 fiasco and the rail strikes make it harder in general for rail advocates to put the case for rail investment, which we so badly need, particularly in the north of England. And what's really bad for the rail industry is feast and famine, this whole sort of stop-start uncertainty about where we're going. The government needs to take a much more longer-term view and commit to these projects and commit to investing in the railway and making it more attractive for passengers.
But as you say, they seem pretty committed to supporting motorists. I've been speaking to a previous guest who suggested that this is just an idea of a culture war, backing kind of drivers rather than committing to the future of railways.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's I suppose there is this perception that there is the war on motorists, whether it's fair or not, you know, we'll debate that another time. But I think it's, you know, in the run-up to a general election, perhaps the government are making a calculation that there are more motorists than rail passengers, so they need to sort of focus on sweetening the deal for motorists. But of course, you know, if you then start to look at any environmental arguments, the whole green agenda is thrown out of the window. And the government clearly have got, you know, no interest in doing anything for the environment if they want to continue to make motoring more attractive and environmentally friendly rail travel more expensive and less attractive.
How worried are you for the future of railways in Britain then? We're not seeing potentially this investment in HS2, the kind of high-speed rail link. We're seeing strikes and kind of public perception being eroded in the kind of trustability on the railways. I mean, where do you think that we're going with this?
Well, yeah, clearly these are not, as it were, the best of times for the railways, are they? But I think if you sort of step back and take a longer term, bigger picture, I'm slightly more optimistic. We had a very large blip with the COVID pandemic, but the underlying forces that are driving up passenger numbers, they've sort of more or less doubled in the last 20 years. You know, I think that's not going to go away. So long-term demand for rail travel will go up and up and up, and the future is very rosy if the government recognises that and invests in the long-term.
But it isn't like we're going to be seeing that at the moment, does it?
Well, no, certainly not. I mean, again, maybe the next government will take a different view. Maybe the economy will recover to the point where the government feels able to invest more in the railways. I hope that is the case. But yeah, short term bad, long term, hopefully a bit better, I think.
A nice analysis there, short analysis. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Bruce Williamson, spokesperson from the campaign group Rail Future.